There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 855-453 is the number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, one sheriff's department, at least one sheriff's department in Maine, has paid up to the terrorists. They've negotiated. They ponied up cash.
Is my understanding the executive branch does not negotiate with terrorists?
Well, we'll tell you under the circumstances where they will here in just a moment. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. Emily is on the line. Listening in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Emily, or in Hawaii? I'm not sure where you are. Emily, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in California, but I was just in Hawaii a few months ago, actually.
You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to give a little background about Hawaii, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So as you know, everyone should know now, but Hawaii's government was overthrown on January 17th of 1893 by a small group of men, most of them American. They were backed by American troops.
It was pretty well bloodless, right?
Well, yeah. The Queen of Hawaii, it was quoted, superior force of the United States of America.
Right.
I yelled my power under protest in order to avoid bloodshed.
Okay.
But why was this? And it was two main reasons, and that is Hawaiian sugar and Pearl Harbor. Those are the main two reasons.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor is like a really big
port.
Pearl Harbor, the port is like it's a wonderful port, and you can, of course, fly aircraft off of Hawaii, too. So it's like a big, giant aircraft carrier.
Yes, and the United States at the time was afraid that Japan would have invaded them. So that's why they went to Hawaii to, conquer that land. But the huge issue right now with Hawaii is that people are now waking up and they're realizing that Hawaii, according to its current status back then, and well, actually now, to be honest, was a neutral, sovereign country. Mm-hmm. And a Kiri petition, that's what the Hawaiians call it, a petition, protested against the annexation of Hawaii. And the people of Hawaii never voted to become a part of the United States. In fact, the United States refused to let the native Hawaiians actually vote on the issue.
Yeah, it was basically the Americans that were on Hawaii got to vote in this. Do you guys think that the land you're standing on right now ought to be a state? Well, yes, we do. And that's kind of how the vote went, right?
Hmm.
The people who only voted was the military occupiers and the families.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know we've heard about this before. Now, you're saying that it's starting to change? You're saying there's an independence movement that has been growing there in Hawaii? I knew there was some sort of a secession movement there, but I didn't know how well it was doing.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. According to the United States Constitution, the issue regarding Hawaii was passed by a joint resolution of Congress, which is actually illegal because a joint resolution didn't have the authority beyond the borders of the 48 continuous states to, legally set that precedent. So, according to international law, which in 2001, both the United Nations and the International Court agreed, pretty much say, Hawaii is still a a country under international law because of all the treaties. Hawaii actually has...
Say that again? I say that again. Did you just say that the international court said that Hawaii is still its own independent country?
Yeah, in 2001, recently, well, not recently, but kind of recently, in 2001, the United Nations and the International Court, the Hawaiians submitted another petition to them and testimonies and, you know, stuff like that. They actually brought this to the courts, and they both ruled that the, you know, the country, you know, Hawaii, the Hawaiian Kingdom, still exists. And so recently, in 1994, that was a while back ago, the so-called state of Hawaii asked, does the Hawaiian Kingdom continue to exist? And just this month, April 4th, the court just recently ruled of Hawaii that the kingdom does exist. And
which court ruled this? The Hawaiian court?
Well, this was actually a state versus English. It was a landmark case. The judge took, judicial notice, of the objection facts and laws that concludes the Hawaiian Kingdom continues to exist.
Just to be clear, I missed it. So which court determined that the Hawaiian Kingdom exists?
Oh, I'm sorry. Which court was it? It was the Hawaiian court, actually. Oh, no, I'm sorry, right here. It was the State of Hawaii Immediate Court of Appeals, ICA.
Okay, so what is the significance of it? I mean, that's an interesting decision. Does that mean that people can now, in Hawaii, legally align themselves, you know, become Hawaiian citizens, if you will, and extract themselves from the United States' rule? What is your interpretation of that?
Okay, well, at the moment... there's a huge uproar in Hawaii because now, the United States is trying to build a telescope. How long is it? It's like
some giant telescope full of taxpayer money.
Yeah,
you've heard about this
much.
That's how it goes. You've heard about this? They like them out in remote places because of ambient light, but I'm curious as to which island it's on.
So where is this information? Where can we find this? What do you look for? I mean, where's the news source on this that we can? You know, you're saying Hawaii's in an uproar. Obviously, that's a long way away from New Hampshire. It wouldn't surprise me if we had not seen any of these news stories or headlines at all. So where does one find
actually, this is an interesting. Here's where it gets a little bit more interesting. It's not just happening in Hawaii. It actually just recently San Francisco planned to do rallies as well in Nevada, Los Angeles.
Rallies about Hawaii or rallies about their own state?
Oh, Hawaii, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
And you can find this information because there's actually it's called HawaiianKingdom.org /blog, and it it has all that information down there and so forth. But Hawaii actually had embassies in, like, even in the U.S. The U.S. had an embassy in Hawaii. How many countries? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about maybe 30 countries.
The Hawaiian Kingdom blog, a weblog of the acting government of the Hawaiian Kingdom presently operating within the occupied state of the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, who's in charge?
Well, if I can pronounce his name correctly, it's Hawaiian. I don't speak Hawaiian.
There's a chairman, David Kino Say, PhD, chairman of the Council of Regency, acting Minister of the Interior. Emily, I got to say, it's fascinating, and I'm going to look a little further into this. I appreciate the heads up. If you hear more, it sounds like you've got your ear to the ground on this one. If you hear more about developments, please let us know. Thank you for the call tonight. You know, I wonder I wonder what the viewpoint politically is of the Hawaiian kingdom. You know, are they a dictatorship? Is this a kingdom that's just kind of loose and easy? Are they just going to kick back and smoke a big blunt on the beach?
I like that kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, how's it going to work out for the kingdom if they can actually wrest power away from the U.S. government?
Yeah,
will Hawaii
wonder,
be more free?
I really wonder if you can turn this, you know, something like this back into a monarchy, and how strong would that monarchy be? Monarchies have had taken all different shapes throughout the years. Would it just be a sort of a titular head?
Yeah, when was the newest monarchy settled?
And what about all the Hawaiians that currently hold state government positions and federal government positions?
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Talk about anything you want to discuss. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're just talking with a gentleman on the line about the independence movement in Hawaii. The movement to bring about, once again, the Hawaiian Kingdom, which they say never really went away. At least the gentleman that was on the line a moment ago, Lady Emily was her name. Emily was saying that there has been some sort of court decision. We've yet to verify the claim. I haven't had the chance to do enough research to make sure that that's actually true, that the government, the U.S. government's own court or the Hawaiian government's own courts have acknowledged that the Hawaiian Kingdom is still in effect to some extent, as I understood what was just said to me a moment ago. Which, if that's true, then that's wonderful news, the way I see it. Anything that can further the aim of the idea of independence for different places in the world, secession, decentralizing governments, decentralizing control, I support that. And so what ramifications a court decision like that will ultimately have has yet to really be determined, but I'm interested in learning more as time certainly goes on. But I want to tell you about the Pocket Power Plus. It is a breakthrough in portable power technology. It's the Pocket Power Plus, and it can run your electronic devices for hours and even days if you need to. It can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. It has a full accessory pack with most of the adapters that you might need, including jumper cables, because this thing is so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. Sounds crazy, but it's not. The Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant, and Free Talk Live listeners can get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And use coupon code FTL and you'll save even more. That's coupon code FTL like Free Talk Live. Once again, go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. So we're talking about this Hawaiian Kingdom situation, and the caller gave a blog, which is called HawaiianKingdom.org/blog, and just figured I'd jump over here and take a look, see what sort of posts they have up. The first post claims that they've got 50,000 petition signatures.
Yeah. I just posted that up on our Facebook and Twitter.
50,000 petition signatures supporting Mauna Kea protectors and the Hawaiian Kingdom. The Native Americans of the United States has been, since apparently 2012, pushing, since 2012, pushing for the American imperialists to vacate the illegal occupation of Hawaii. The Chickasaw, with this battle being led by Emily Dykes, who may be the person we were just speaking with.
I believe so.
Has finally submitted the 50,000 signatures by all the people of Hawaii. In addition to this, Emily has submitted a second petition with 50,000 signatures nationwide. One of the U.S. occupiers refused to tell us his name, but he had to comment on this issue. Below is the following transcription. Sir, do you wish to comment? If so, please tell us your name. No, this is America. Hawaii is part of America. This is what I was taught. I'm sick of you flaming liberals and stupid commies trying to destroy our country. We just actually saw some people commenting in a similar manner on this story, which is very disturbing. This person goes on to say, I have the First Amendment right to not tell you my name. Like 9/11, I don't care what the evidence says. This is the greatest country in the world. We have freedom unlike all the rest. We in the United States Armed Forces do not deserve to be treated like this. And if I were you, I'd be careful who you talk to. You are a traitor who needs to be executed, all of you. And how dare you say you support science? I don't know what the circumstance was behind this particular encounter.
Yeah, but it sounds like a rant.
But I would like to see it on video. I would like to see the evidence for this particular encounter. I don't deny that there are people who think that way. It would just be more persuasive to actually see an encounter like that happen than have to read about it on a blog. I'm not saying I'm denying whether it happened or not, but it's easier to prove if it's happening on a camera. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. astrophysicists behind the project like Hawaiian Paul Cole, continues the blog, say science and the sacred don't have to oppose one another. As the U.S. occupiers walk away and got back in their military vehicles to continue rolling down the streets, he continued to yell, quote, I do not wish to comment on this issue anymore. If you attempt to overthrow us, we will kill all of you traitors. I don't care if you have Russia and China or whatever helping you fight your so-called revolution. Our country is the strongest, the best, and we can defeat anyone like we did in World War I and World War II.
Yeah, that's the solution. By the way, the United States did practically nothing in World War I. In World War II, really, the United States was not the deciding factor as far as defeating Germany. That was a conflict between Germany and Russia, really, much more so. This is really the concept of the war hawk, right?
Yeah.
If you disagree with me, I will kill you. I cannot stand somebody with another opinion, and ultimately, all they can do is kill each other, right? Like, if they actually acted on the bluster that they, they purport, because this guy isn't going to crush a grape, right? You know, he wouldn't go boo to a dachshund. He'd just yammering on. Yeah, you're right. The United States military would probably come in and crush any kind of armed rebellion amongst the Hawaiians. This so far isn't an armed rebellion. It's somebody who has a different opinion than you, sir. And if your solution to somebody who has a different opinion than you is guns and bombs
That's
and
what
death,
the government solution always is.
You are a psychopath.
Yes.
Deserving of prison.
That pretty much describes the government as it stands, psychopathic. According to HawaiianKingdom.org, so the site is citing itself here, occupation does not legally change the national character of the occupied territory. As such, the laws of the Hawaiian Kingdom, as they existed previous to the failed revolution of 1893, continue to remain the law of the land. According to the Hawaiian Civil Code, quote, the laws are obligatory upon all persons, whether subjects of this kingdom or citizens or subjects of any foreign state, while within the limits of this kingdom, except so far as exception is made by the laws of nations, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, going on here, many of the gatherings are being spurred by social media. That's how it spreads so quickly, said Española. Just thank goodness for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. More rallies are being planned in places like Georgia, Massachusetts, New Mexico, even rallies in New Zealand, apparently, as well in Germany. According to, Española, organizers are planning more rallies, and that will also likely be the case in Hawaii itself. Quote, our people are not going to stand back. We are going to continue to move forward. This is our country. International law says so, too. They apologize to us, and then they threaten us. And they link to a document that claims 50,000 signatures. I haven't actually read that yet as to what, you know, is contained within that particular petition that allegedly has the signatures. The site's a little disjointed. It's a little hard to kind of follow what's going on, but I admit I'm new to the site, and there really isn't that much to it. Their website, HawaiianKingdom.org/blog. It seems like a good start. I mean, if all of that is true and all of those things are happening, it seems like it's a good, you know, foot planted in the ground sort of thing, and, you know, what are they going to move ahead with, and where is this going to go from here, and get video. If you've got these jingoist military violent people threatening you and screaming at you and shouting at you and threatening you, then definitely you should get that on video and post that to the blog. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com, please, and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight with you here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to talk about the police giving in to the demands of the terrorists. Yeah, that's right. They talk real tough in the executive branch about how they don't like to, negotiate with terrorists. But apparently they don't consider hackers to be terrorists, because what happened in Maine, according to the Portland Press Herald, is that police departments in Midcoast and Northern Maine, so more than one department, has said they have paid the ransom to a group of hackers to keep their, or at least one hacker, to keep their computer files from being destroyed, according to WCSH-TV. The Portland station said the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and four towns paid $300 to the hackers after a virus called a megacode was downloaded on a computer system that they share. Lincoln County Sheriff Todd Brackett said the computer system was unusable until the fee was paid. And the hackers claimed that the program called ransomware would wipe the entire computer system clean if the fee wasn't paid. The creator of the virus gave the sheriff's office a code to unlock the computer system after the money was received. And get this, the county paid the fine, or the fine. The county paid the extraction in Bitcoin.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty much how it's done.
Which, of course, for those of you who don't know, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency not issued by any government or any bank, meaning that a payment made in Bitcoin to an address, you don't necessarily know who holds that address. So the criminals, if you will, who took control of this particular computer system, some would say the heroes who took control of the computer system, they sent this...
I'm not willing to go that far.
I don't know, man. I don't necessarily oppose kind of throwing a monkey wrench into the system. I don't, you know, as long as the government's going to aggress against people, I don't shed a tear when somebody breaks one of their systems. I don't want to see violence happen. I don't want to see people get hurt. But if a system gets taken down, that's fine with me.
You know, if somebody does it for a principled reason, like I remember the 80s movie Wisdom, where he started off doing arson for the purposes of, you know, making sure that people's mortgages, the farmers' mortgages, were burned up or something like that. But then he started to need money, right? And then it got to be much more of a bank robbing scheme than a sort of power to the people kind of scheme. And I think that that's where this all sort of, you know, the wheels came off. These people weren't trying to, you know, they weren't trying to dismantle the government and make it so that, you know, the government, you know, got a message about serving the people rather than their own interests and blah, blah, blah. They just said, give us some Bitcoin, and they turned back over the reins of power back to the government.
Yeah,
so
true.
Screw these hackers and screw all that crap that you were just talking.
Well, yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, you gotta hand it to somebody when they can pull one over on the biggest gang known
to, mankind.
And, you know, one of the reasons why you're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists, which, by the way, I fully support the idea of them negotiating with some terrorists. Like, you know, if they kidnap somebody, I don't have a problem with them, you know, ponying up rather than continuing to warmonger and continuing to, basically create reasons for the terrorists to do the things that they do. I think that this really shows some hypocrisy, because it's totally fine, apparently, for the executive branch to pay some money out to get their own files back from somebody. But to get human beings back, then that's when they stand firm. We will not negotiate with terrorists. This just, we are just not doing that. That's not acceptable. Well, apparently human life is less valuable to these people than their file system. And I think that really shows their priorities. But it's amusing that, you know, what is probably one person, this is probably not a group of hackers, it's probably just one guy, what one guy managed to do, or a group of people managed to do, to pull the wool over the eyes of this police department, they got the best of them. And how they breached the system, I would like to know that, too. What was it that they used? Did they manage to get some officer to open up a fake porn program or something like that, that uploaded a Trojan horse that gave them access to the internals of that network, the computer network?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah. So what did they use to gain access? Because there are obviously different levels of attack, different ways to kind of come at that problem. But they had more than one department pony up, according to the story here. Let's go to Jeff in Elgin, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, you guys. I have a couple questions about the Hawaiian situation. One thing is, I smell a tax-free zone, maybe a tax haven there. People might be wanting to go to Hawaii for certain kinds of tourism, tax tourism, maybe also maybe medical tourism if they can get away from some of the Marxist ideas, like people go down to Tijuana now for cancer therapies. Then also I had a question about maybe those folks in the Hawaiian royal family down there can get a casino or something, you know, might be an idea for them while they're doing all this stuff.
I'd be surprised that they wouldn't get a casino. They wouldn't have a casino already, but,
that's,
you know, if a casino would likely be some of the first line payoffs for these people, in the hopes that they would give up their hopes of independence. I would not look to see Hawaii be somehow a tax haven for tax tourism or anything like that. And the reason I would imagine that so is because when the Free State Project began looking at the 10 states from which they would choose, they exempted the two least populated states from their list, and one of them was Rhode Island because of corruption, and the other one was Hawaii, basically because it's just so big government liberal. So I would say that that's not going anywhere, but it's not going to change the fact that it's a beautiful place with a lot of resources.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The medical tourism thing certainly is a, you know, it's a fine idea, but I got to wonder, you know, I guess, you know, why if you can go to Thailand or you can go to, you know, Tijuana, why would you go to Hawaii? But maybe I'm wrong, you know. It's a nice place.
So the Portland station said the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office in four towns paid $300, and I presume that means $300 a piece to the hackers after this virus locked down their system. The Damariscotta Police Chief Ron Young said, quote, "We needed our programs to get back online. This was a choice we all discussed and took to get back online to get our information."
Yeah.
So this is a really urgent situation. They really needed to go ahead and do what was being demanded of them, which means that anyone else can waltz on in there who's got the skills and access this system and upload a similar virus. In fact, if these guys were smart, and I don't doubt they are, the hackers, that is, because the police IT departments are likely very, very lacking compared to the abilities of the hackers on the internet. If these guys are smart, there'll be a time, like a counter.
Time bomb?
Yeah, in this system that they have, whatever the crack is or the hack that they've uploaded into their system, that they punched in this code, right? Okay, well, we'll give you this code, and that'll unlock your files. Well, who's to say that the program itself has cleared out of the system and that it won't just go ahead and lock the files again in another 3 months, you know, or something
like that? Why would
they
wait 3 months?
Or another month or whatever. It's like, okay, well, now you're going to pay $500, and you will then unlock your files for another couple of months.
Well, I
would keep milking it until they figure out how to get rid of the thing.
It ought to be they ought to do it every week or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at that point, the Bitcoins are paid. Nothing can change anything when it comes to the Bitcoins getting paid. They're gone. There's no chargebacks. This isn't a credit card. And this is one thing that I've got to ask you, Ian, is I don't know what kind of research you've done on this, but according to this, Brackett told WCSH that the FBI tracked the payment to a Swiss bank account.
That's what it says here later in the story. How they figured that out, I'm not sure.
Apparently, these hackers are not very smart because they didn't wash their coins, or this is a lie.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe, yeah, it's certainly true that the FBI has been known to tell lies. 855-453 is the number.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulent parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the work that we do here, then one of the things you can do is shop with us. I meant to mention this earlier when we had Jacob Hornberger on. You want to check out his new book. Buy it through Amazon with our discount, or not our discount code, but it's our affiliate code. You enter through, you get the same great Amazon prices. You enter through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Sideface, listening in San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to call in about the virus you guys are talking about.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so I think you sort of have an incorrect impression about how it works. The way you've been talking about it makes it sound like the police department was targeted. And
no, I don't
highly,
think so.
And I highly doubt that the people who are operating this virus have any idea who necessarily is being infected. The way this works is they send out the viruses in, like, you know, spam emails or on some shadier website, and basically people download the file thinking it's, you know, it's a document from a colleague or something like that.
Right.
And then the virus ends up being installed on the system, and there's actually several different versions of these viruses, and what they do basically is, once they are on your system, they encrypt all your files, and then they remove the encryption key from your system so that the only place it exists is on the servers of the people operating the virus. And then you have to pay usually between $300 to $500 in Bitcoin to be able to get the key back.
That's so, unless you actually, you know, have a backup system in place.
Well, where, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If you've actually got an IT department worth their salt, or even the most rudimentary of backup systems where you're on a semi-regular basis backing your files up, you could then just simply format the machines in question and reinstall, you know, whatever operating system and then back your files up, right? Like, you don't have to pay the ransom unless you are not prepared.
Yeah, so certainly if you have a backup, then you don't need to decrypt the files. But to decrypt the files, you do have to get the key. And so you have to pay because this encryption is unbreakable. But actually, it really depends on how your backup works. So there are situations where if you have a certain kind of backup where the backup files are accessible from the infected computer, you can even encrypt the backup files. And that's actually happened. There was actually a story last year about a law firm where they did have backups, but the backups were accessible from the infected computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entire file system and all the backups of this law firm were encrypted, and they actually ended up losing all their files. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went out of business because, you know, all their legal documents, client files, everything was gone.
That's a brutal story. Syface, thanks for clearing that up for us. So what you're saying is the department probably wasn't targeted specifically. It was probably just some gullible police employee who clicked on some kind of email.
And lots of different organizations have been affected. There are quite a few police departments and other law enforcement agencies that have been infected with the virus. And actually, in this particular case, you were saying how it's four different agencies. But the reason it affected those four is because they're actually using a single system because they're all in the same area.
Right.
So it was actually
one
system that was encrypted and just affected these four different agencies.
Wow.
But yeah, these viruses are all over the place. I mean, it's not just anybody can get it. It could be a business. It could be just some person who opens a spam email.
Yeah, it's not hard to get sloppy. I mean, if you're not paying close attention to the emails that are coming in, there is a chance you could download something that contains a virus and try to launch it. So.
I helped somebody get some Bitcoins to basically to take care of this. You know?
Really?
And it's I did.
And Syface, have you ever heard of any of these hijackers who will just come back a few months later and, you know, re-encrypt the files and ask for another ransom? Or do they seem to be, like, legit?
Basically, I mean, certainly it's possible for you to be infected twice independently. That's a possibility, I suppose. But they don't...
Well, right, the virus itself isn't going to... The virus itself isn't going to erase itself from the system necessarily, right? Like, just because you put in the code that the hacker provides to free up your files, that virus is still there until you clean it out.
Well, it does seem like they have been being, I mean, it's strange to use the word honest, but if they have been being honest.
They've honored their agreement.
If you do pay, they will clear it. And, of course, the reason they do that is, you know, if they started going back on their word, people would stop paying them because they would, you know, not have the expectation of getting their files back.
I suppose that makes sense.
People who have paid have been getting their files back. And these people have been raking it in, actually.
I bet.
These days, they're only using cryptocurrency. I mean, they're only using Bitcoin. But back when they first started, they were accepting Bitcoin and also, I can't remember what it was called, but it was some sort of, like, payment card thing. I think it was money back. And there were stories of, like, people would go to a store because they were infected to try and buy a money back card. And the employees there would say, you know, it's really weird. We've had so many people coming in lately to get these cards that we don't have any more in stock. You know, so, I mean, this just sort of exploded on the scene, and it's hitting a lot of people. I mean, these guys are making, you know, just...
Well, I hope that Bitcoin gets wide adoption. I hope it doesn't get wide adoption this way. you know, like, I really hate that this might happen to somebody.
Yeah, I had the impression, you know, like, oh, here's the first time I heard about Bitcoin was when my files were encrypted. And
yeah, when I got robbed.
To get them back.
Jeez. Thanks, SciFace, for the call. Sure. I appreciate the info. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The Houlton Police Department in Maine told the station that it was hit with a similar virus, earlier this week, and its computer system was locked up until a ransom was paid. The last summer, FBI, foreign governments, and private security firms dismantled an operation based in Russia that commandeered as many as a million computers and drew money out of bank accounts. Said the Washington Post, the operation also included a ransomware scheme, and officials said they identified...
That's what this is, ransomware.
Correct. The 30-year-old Russian behind the operation, but had not apprehended him.
Hmm.
So
he must be raking it in.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you prevent this from happening to you? Well, I mean, it seems basic, right? But don't download files that you don't know the source. Don't download something from an email unless you know the person who sent it to you. And further, if you want extra security, you were expecting them to send it to you. Because it's possible that the person who sent that to you has themselves been violated by some kind of a virus. And one of those viruses could very well go through the email address list that that person has,
send a little love letter.
Yeah, send an email out to you saying, hey, Mark, I was thinking about you today and I wrote you this poem or whatever. And then here, click this downloadable thing. And people that don't know what they're doing, you know, they might download executable code, which is a program, thinking it's a document or something like that. And from what I understand, there can even be macros embedded into documents. I don't know a lot about that side of things. I don't know if a Trojan can be embedded into a document, but I've heard bad things about certain macros, which are sort of a pre-programmed series of commands that could be somehow loaded into like a Microsoft doc file. So again,
I'm not a big fan of clicking on anything in an email.
Yeah.
And people send me stuff all the time. Hey, take a look at this. Right. Like, you know, I mean, they're trying to send me a news story and we have a system for that at freetalklive.com, but I appreciate anybody trying to help me out with the news stories and those sorts of things, but I'm not clicking on your crap. No, you can type it out, you can cut and paste it, but I'm not clicking on it. Not going to click on it, because I don't know.
So that's, I think, would be rule number one. If you've got any other tips for how to avoid getting in this situation in the first place, and I liked SciFace's point that if your backup system is connected all the time to your computer, then there's a chance that one of these ransomwares will be able to encrypt that, which means that if your backup is encrypted,
can you imagine?
You are as good as done at that point.
You do you try to do everything right, and still it gets you because your backup is, you know, backs up.
No system is perfect.
Nope.
And there's always going to be some sort of a flaw. Just hopefully that's the flaw that won't be exploited by the hackers. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here online as well over at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. You can Skype into us at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, another computer-related story. This one, an eighth grader who's been charged with a felony for a simple computer prank. Something that was less serious than what I did when I was in high school.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.